As some American companies are sending jobs overseas, some foreign companies are opening plants and hiring workers in the United States. Campaigning last week in Ohio, President Bush described it as an insourcing trend and pointed out that Honda employs some 16,000 workers in Ohio.
When politicians in Washington attack trade for political reasons, they don't mention these workers or the 6.4 million other Americans who draw their paychecks from foreign companies.
Figures from the Commerce Department suggest the U.S. may be gaining jobs from foreign employers nearly as fast as domestic firms are moving jobs overseas, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
This cell phone factory in San Diego is bustling. Vice President Jim Kelly walks among the blue-smocked workers who are tending one of three automated assembly lines.
We actually built a cell phone from the ground up. The noise you're hearing in the background are chips being put onto our circuit boards. We have complete assembly, and we have additional manufacturing facilities where we'll actually do the pack out.
Kelly says the company is now working two shifts a day, cranking out 10 million cell phones a year. This would be an all-American success story, except the factory's parent company is Japanese. The Kyocera Corporation was one of the first Japanese companies to locate in San Diego back in 1971. The company bought its cell phone division here 4 years ago. Kyocera Wireless now employs some 3,500 workers in San Diego, and Kelly says it's growing.
We have over 200 openings right now. We're looking for software engineers, mechanical engineers, product management. We have the full range of openings right now.
Kyocera Wireless also runs production lines in Brazil, Mexico, and China, but the company keeps the bulk of its employees here in San Diego to take advantage of local technological expertise and to respond more quickly to the demands of the U.S. market. Numerous other foreign companies have made similar decisions to build and hire here in the United States. According to the Commerce Department, foreign employers added 3.4 million U.S. workers between 1986 and 2001, almost equaling the 3.5 million jobs that U.S. companies moved offshore. Todd Malin runs a trade group for these foreign employers called the Organization of International Investment. He says the U.S. would be foolish to try to stop this two-way flow of jobs.
The same global trading system that allows Siemens to bring 70,000 jobs into the United States allows Dell to put call centers in India. We can't do one without the other.
Job numbers from last year are not yet available, but foreign firms invested $82 billion here in 2003. That's more than double the previous year, and suggests those firms added about 400,000 new workers. Malin says foreign firms typically pay their workers higher than average wages, and they're responsible for nearly a quarter of all U.S. exports.
They're not just here to manufacture for the U.S. market. They're here to use the United States and their operations here as a platform for doing business with the rest of the world.
San Diego's Kyocera plant, for example, makes cell phones for export to South America, Australia, and even India. Much of the recent concern over outsourcing has stemmed from the growing export of white-collar service jobs, a trend that's alarmed even some former free traders. But new Commerce Department data show even more of that service work flows the opposite direction, as U.S. workers provide more and more legal, engineering, and other services for customers overseas. Aside from this national scorekeeping, though, economists say all countries benefit when employers are free to locate jobs where they choose. Deanna Farrell directs the McKinsey Global Institute, the research arm of the big consulting firm.
This process that many people are narrowly calling offshoring is really part of a much bigger story of national boundaries being less important in the way economic activity is taking place.
Farrell admits the price of that globalization is change, and she says steps should be taken to help those displaced by change, whether it's ensuring their health care and pension benefits or providing retraining. Ultimately, though, she argues free trade creates wealth for people on all sides. And as employers like Kyocera show, there are jobs to be gained as well as lost. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.